This is DJ Pillsbury, and welcome back to On the Mat. I'm here with IHSWA state placer Jordan Boyd.
I am a state placer.
Yeah.
Why'd you say not state placer?
I said it wrong in my head.
Oh, you good.
How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You obviously doing preseason. What's your mentality going to the season?
My mentality is I'm just, like, working as hard as I can. And last year, I think I would get in my head a lot, and I would just take everything so seriously sometimes. And I think this year I'm going to, like, try to stop taking stuff so serious, and I'm just going to go out there and wrestle and not let who my opponent is get in my head. And I'm just going to work as hard as I can at practice, and I'm going to go to as many as I can and maybe get, like, some run-ins. Probably get, like, some two-mile run-ins, like, when, like,
some good conditioning.
Yeah, some good conditioning stuff, yeah.
So you're saying you're not going to look at your opponent's track no more?
Actually, I never do. But, like, it's just because, like, I'm so familiar with them. Like, I just know them, and I know they're good because I wrestle a lot of them a lot.
So last year, obviously, we had a good girls team. Personally, I was not part of it. So can you tell us what the experience was?
Well, like, just the girls team?
Yeah, just,
like,
the girls team.
Okay, so it was cool because that's the most girls that's ever been on the team at once. I feel like in, like, the history, to be honest, probably. Yeah. And it was really cool. And it was just really cool to just finally have, like, to bring a team to tournaments, because it was really just me, or, like, me and Island, or, like, my freshman year, just me, Autumn, and Elise. But now we have, like, a team and stuff, and it was really cool. And to just cheer them on and have them cheer me on, and we just cheer each other on and support each other.
Yeah, I think that's, like, part of the wrestling culture, like, especially in our room, that we all just, like, support each other no matter the gender. Or being a girl on a men's wrestling team, how's that affect your mentality, like, going onto the mat?
I think, like, my first year, it was, like, intimidating, because not just because I was, like, one of the only girls, but it's really just because it's my first year in high school. I don't really know anybody. It's a really big school. I'm just, like, this is my first. I didn't even know girls could wrestle. I never even second guessed or had a second thought about wrestling the sport as a general. Yeah. And then I'm just here. I'm just like, what? And then for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm a girl, they're boys. It's me, like, it was me just feeling like I belong. And then my freshman year, I felt like I belong, and I felt like I found, like, my place in the school,
yeah,
in the wrestling room.
So do you think wrestling guys in the room helps you with your skill on the mat in other tournament?
For sure, but I don't like wrestling dudes at tournaments because, you know, they're stronger, and then I get in my head a lot when I wrestle dudes, I don't know. But, like,
yeah,
you wrestling them in practice, yeah, for sure, they help me get better.
So are you planning on doing any off-season tournaments? Not off-season, preseason tournaments?
Yeah. There's preseason nationals here,
yeah,
October 1st and 2nd, so I'm going to be wrestling in that. Duels and individual,
mm-hmm,
and then, like, that's it, really.
You're not going to go to the Supreme Killer duels?
Oh, yeah, that too, then. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll do that, too.
So, I know our freshman year, because me and Jordan started the same year, there was, like, only four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like you said, it was you, Autumn, and Elise, with the call-out meeting being Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's gonna be the most girls we're gonna have on the wrestling team if they stay around?
I really hope so. I really hope all of them join and stay with it and stick with it, because that would just be so cool, just to have a room full of girls. Like, that, yeah, would just be so cool to me.
Like, a whole team?
Yes, that would be great. That would be amazing. I would love that so much. And it's gonna be, I know for sure, like, me, Island, Akilah, Amina,
the comeback squad.
There's just a bunch of recruits I saw. We have another wrestler coming back, and then, like, there was just a bunch of people that, like, signed up. So I really hope they like it and they stick with it.
Yeah. So how'd you do on the off season?
Off season?
Yeah.
I don't think I wrestled off season.
You didn't wrestle
because
folk style, freestyle state, or Greco state?
No, because I was in a bad mental place. Mm. I wasn't really in the best mental place, and I really just didn't want to wrestle.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wrestle off season. I just was ready to get it over with.
So going into the girls state championship, what was your mentality going into that tournament?
My mentality was surprisingly good, because a lot of times I doubt myself, but then, like, me not being able to go to state my sophomore and freshman year was, like, especially my sophomore year,
mm-hmm,
because I was, like, one match away from going to state, and I was winning, and then I, like, lost the match, and that really, like, it was kind of devastating to me. And then that year I was wrestling, only the top four girls could go to state, and then now this year, last year it was top six, and I placed, like, six my sophomore year, so I couldn't win, but, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever.
They trying to change the rules up on you last second.
Yeah, exactly, but it's okay. But my mentality for state, it was good. I was just like, I'm just going to take it one match at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, I did the work at regionals. I've been putting in practice, and I'm here, so.
Are you looking at any colleges to wrestle?
Okay. I really want to just take a gap year and go to Ivy Tech and get my associates and then transfer my credits and then go to, like, a four-year college and get my bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
But then Tuesday I was in the wrestling room and I was like,
you don't know.
I might go to college for this. But then again, I'm really leaning towards the gap year and just doing my associates because I love wrestling, but I don't know if I'm going to do it in college. And because I feel like you have to live on campus to do it or something.
I think you can get apartments, but
I don't know. I don't know. I just want to, like, stay home for, like, the first, my early years, and then I'll leave. And once mm-hmm. I get my, because you know how the economy is right now, it's crazy yeah. and stuff. Like, and I have a nice room, and I have a mom who's nice, so, like, I'll probably, like, pay some bills or something, but it's not going to be crazy, nothing like the rent nowadays.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to start a jewelry business, because I love jewelry so much, and I want to do a jewelry business, but, like, I don't know. But still, overall, wrestling will still have a place in my heart. I don't mm-hmm. know. But I'm really not looking at any colleges, to be honest. No.
Over the summer, have you gone to any wrestling camps?
Yeah, I went to one. I went to the one at Indiana Tech, and mm-hmm. it was, like, from Saturday to Wednesday.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it was intense.
You stay on campus?
Yeah, we slept in the dorms. It was like 4 to a dorm.
How was that?
It was cool. You know, my dorm buddy, she was cool. She was very respectful and nice, and I kept it respectful and nice, so it was cool.
No, last week I had O'Neal on, and he said that the wrestling, you can meet a lot of people in the wrestling community. Do you agree?
I completely agree. Like, it's so, like, when, like, the wrestling community is so close-knit, for real.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, I'm probably, like, associates with people who've probably met, like, wrestling Olympic people. Like, that didn't sound like wrestling Olympic people. I don't know. Like, I probably Olympians. Know people who have met Sarah Hildebrandt.
Yeah.
And, I know people who've met, like, freaking Adeline Gray and Kayla Miracle and Tamara Menstock. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's mirror, yeah. So I like it's so it's cool.
So in high school, the teams here are so I don't say they're not as close as the wrestling team. Do you agree? It's like more like a family.
Like the other teams aren't as close.
Yeah,
because
I know
team.
You like ran cross country and track.
No. My high school, I've only done wrestling in high school.
No, I'm talking about like you ran cross country and track in middle school.
Yeah.
And you were part of that team.
Yeah.
And then you came into high school and then. I think the wrestling team is more like a family than a team.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes. Because, like, there's probably people on the wrestling team that I probably don't even know on the wrestling team cause just because I don't pay attention to them. So I want to work on that, too. I want to work on, like, being, like, friendly and knowing all my teammates and stuff. So, but honestly, yeah, it is because the practices are so tough and it's such an intense sport. It's just like we're all suffering together type stuff. It's like a trauma bond.
Trauma bond.
Yeah.
With the camps and training, do you think you're ready for this season?
Yeah, I think I am because going from my sophomore to my junior year, I think it was like COVID or something.
Dude, COVID?
It was COVID and I really didn't even wrestle. And then my first tournament back was freaking preseason nationals. And it was like my...
That was here,
it was
right?
Like my, yeah, it was like my second national tournament ever. And then since then, like, I really improved. Like, I didn't even, I'm not trying to brag or be like, you don't have to do anything and get better, but, like, I didn't even really do anything. And then I improved, like, a lot since, like, my sophomore year, coming from my sophomore to my junior year. But I don't know. If, like, I'm doing the stuff I'm doing now, okay, if back then I didn't even do anything and I improved, and now I'm actually doing stuff, then hopefully I'm going to have a big improvement. I feel like I am.
So, with wrestling along the three state champions now, the Tara Hume twins and then Kirsten, mm-hmm. do you think that has prepared you for this upcoming, it's your last season mm-hmm. in high school?
So, with Autumn and Tara Hume, I mean, oh my God, I said Autumn and Elise, I didn't really like wrestle them for real, because I was just the first year, and then they probably didn't even want to wrestle me anyway, but I would like y'all drill with them, and it was good to feel like a nice solid drill. You know, they would be a good partner for me for when I would drill, and that was nice. And like it was just very inspiring to watch them because, like, for the most part, they won all their matches. Mm-hmm. Autumn won all her matches. You know, Elise was really, really good. Like, Elise was, like, getting girls down. And then, you know, she would do the thing where you, like, you stand up
you
and
cut
you,
them.
You cut, yeah, cut them. And then she would just keep doing that, getting us team points. And we'd be, like, in my freshman year, we'd be, like, top three with only three girls. And then I wasn't contributing much because, I mean, I wasn't, like, losing every match freshman year. Like, I was cool. But, like, the fact that they could get us to, like, top three when there was, like, Penn State and, not Penn State, when there was Penn and Lebanon there, and those were, like, really big teams, it was cool. And with Kirsten, it was just...
Interesting.
Not interesting, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It was good to have another teammate, and, you know, she set an, like, set an example, you know, inspiring, you know. She went undefeated and, you know, got went to state. So it was really just, like, seeing all that stuff is just really inspiring. That's all.
With girls wrestling being one of the upcoming sports, like a fast growing sport, do you think that what do you want to tell people that want to try wrestling and haven't yet?
Do it. Just do it. It's like stop being scared. Just do it. That's all. Just do it.
I mean, that's all it is to it. Yeah. You just have to prepare. There's no way to prepare. You just You think that the sport of wrestling has contributed to your mindset going into graduating and then going into a workplace?
Yes. I feel like wrestling has, like, boosted my confidence because when I was, like, starting to, like, get it, when I was starting to, like, get wrestling and I was, like, doing the moves that I would in practice onto people and winning matches, that's when I started, like, feeling confident. I was, like, in my abilities, I was feeling confident in my abilities, which made me confident, like, in myself overall. And it's made me... just tough. It's definitely made me more tough, you know, when you're not feeling good and you still have to go out there and wrestle a 6-minute match, and when it's like late on a school night, it's cold and you still gotta go to a freaking wrestling meet 30 minutes away and then get home at like 11 o'clock. Oh my gosh,
get the homework done.
Oh my gosh, and stay up all night doing homework on top of that. Like, it definitely has, like, improved me for the better, like, just for dealing with tough stuff.
Do you think that, like, you could contribute, not contribute, you think you could coach after high school?
I really
like
want to.
A girls team or open your own clinic?
I would like to. I don't know if I could do a, I don't know if I'm that good to do a clinic now, but maybe I'm just down myself, but I don't know if I'm good enough to do a clinic, but I definitely would like to, like, coach for sure. I would love to coach, but like, I'm having doubts about it because it's like most coaches are like, they went to college and wrestled. It's like, I don't really plan on doing that. I just want to be, like, a high school wrestler, so it's, like, I don't know if I'll be, like, a good coach.
Here's a shocker. You know a shocker?
What?
I don't think Gil went to college. I just think he just graduated and started coaching.
That's cool. Like, graduated high school and just was coaching?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
But I don't think I'm not saying that coaching is not a tough thing. I just think if you grasp it, you can just roll with it.
Yeah. I guess it's, like, I can definitely learn and show technique, and I feel like that's... not just what you need as a coach, but, like, as a coach, you just need to learn how to grasp and teach technique, and I feel like I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, will I be good at it? Maybe not, because I need, like, experience of, like, learning how to teach people stuff, but if I'm willing to learn, I feel like I can, like, do anything if I'm willing to learn it.
Do you attend any all-girl clinics, like, at New Pal? And I think we have some here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, when they're, like, there, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a New Pal one yet, but I would go to, like, the Indian Creek ones, and just whenever, you know, I could go to a clinic that's, like, nearby and stuff, like, I'll go, when, you know, if I have the ride, kind of have a license.
Yeah, I think, like, wrestling other people from different schools, there's not in, like, tournaments and stuff, but, like, in practice, it really helps because you don't know them. And you go at here, you go to the same person every day, and you just know what they're going to do. But if you go to, like, different clubs and clinics, that you get a new feel of that partner.
Exactly, yeah. And you get to just be in a cool new environment because, yeah, it's brand new people, but at the end of the day, we're all wrestlers, and that's what, like, brings us together. Like, oh, yeah, and I just remembered, I went to the
Beat the Street clinics?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that, no, but the ones here at, like, Lawrence or something. What is it called?
CIA?
Yeah, CIA. CIA is cool. The guy's cool. Like, okay, like, look, I'm not trying to be weird or nothing, but, like, when I'm in, like, a room full of, like, white people, like, even though, like, I'm the only black person or I'm, like, the only person of color, I still don't feel like an outcast. I still don't feel out of place because we're wrestlers still. Like, even though we may not relate on stuff, we may not agree about certain stuff, like, at the end of the day, we're all wrestlers, and we're just here to get better, so.
You gonna try Folkstyle Nationals this year?
Where's that at? Yeah.
Iowa? Well, I think it's Folkstyle. I think the girls wrestle freestyle. I'm not really sure, but I went last year, and it was really fun. It's just another tournament to get mad time.
Yeah. I do want to do that. I want to wrestle more freestyle because at the camp, I need to take all we learned was like 95% of stuff we learned was freestyle stuff. And I think I'm like, that camp really helped me with my freestyle because my freestyle was like, it was pretty bad. But then that camp, like, I think it's like making me have a really solid base for freestyle now. So I feel like I can like do good at freestyle.
I know me personally, I like freestyle as like not genre, but like a choice of wrestling
style.
Yeah, wrestling style. What's your favorite wrestling style?
I do like freestyle.
Freestyle?
I do. Because I used to not like freestyle just because really I wasn't good at it. But like, I wish they would change the girl style to like freestyle. And like, you can have the boys with a folk style, whatever. And the girls with a freestyle, like in college, like in high school. Like, yeah. Have that. Like the college thing, have it in high school too. I would love to wrestle freestyle in high school, like first season.
A lot more freestyle coming up. You gonna wrestle a lot of freestyle in the off season?
Yeah, if I feel like it. Well, it's kind of hard because I plan on like after wrestling season, I plan on getting like tattoos and piercings.
You know, it does. I have tattoos and it doesn't bother wrestling.
Okay, what about like I'm getting like nose piercings and stuff.
A nose piercing?
Yeah,
that probably. You remember that thing Andre had on his face, the mask?
Yeah, that's probably, I'm not doing that.
No?
No.
Yeah, you know
what? Look, hear me out. Look, what if I get the piercings like right after girl state? Because there's like, we have like a month or two.
Before
of, like,
season
of
matches.
Like boys.
Yeah.
Stuff. And then like, it should be like kind of mostly healed by the time like freestyle roll around.
And you still have to take it out.
I know.
So, you're in the weights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're obviously lifting weights for the preseason workouts. You think these the weights will affect your mindset in wrestling?
Yeah, because I've like since I'm doing weights, like I'll feel stronger. So then I'll be stronger. You know, if you feel something, then you'll be it. So since I feel stronger, then I'll be stronger. It's just gonna make me strong and be a stronger wrestler. Make me strong. Well, because it's not even, my weight class is not even much different from a wrestling room because I'm the only girl in my weight class and it's a bunch of football dudes. So it's like, it's pretty much the same.
So we have it plastered on the wall, MTXE. What does MTXE mean to you?
MTXE, mental toughness, extra effort.
What does that mean to you?
That means to be a wrestler, you have to be mentally tough. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't got to be the toughest, but you have to be, like, somewhat mentally tough. And extra effort, that's a big thing. Like, if you want to be good, and if you want to, like, be state level and, like, state champion level, you have to do extra stuff. You have to. Like, you can't just go to practice, leave. Like, you have to, like, do stuff on top of that. Like, maybe get an extra lift in, get a run in, like, get run, like, after practice, grab somebody, do some drills, do some live, go to clinics, go to other practices like CIA and stuff. You have to, like, just do extra stuff if you want to be good.
Okay, this is a very serious, this is the first question, all right? The first important question to ask a wrestler. What is that go-to snack after weigh-in?
It's bad. Oh, wait, no, it's good, actually.
After weigh-ins?
Apple sauce and the little go-gurt applesauce squeeze things. I love those. I love the applesauce squeezes.
What's the go-to drink?
Probably Body Armor.
Body Armor?
Yeah, some water.
Mine is Pedialyte right out the bag. As soon as I step off the scale, Pedialyte.
I've never drunk Pedialyte after weigh-ins.
You have never drunk Pedialyte after weigh-ins? It's the best feeling getting in your body.
Well, because I don't cut anymore. I'll be eating like before weigh-ins, and I'll be good. But I don't know if that's going to be like this year. I don't know if it's going to be the same. I don't even know what weight I'm going to go.
You don't know what weight?
No, because I'm probably too small for 126. I could go 120. Well, I'm tired of 120. Like, the brackets be so big. There's so many girls in 120. Like, I'm just tired of it.
Just go 126.
But, like, Should I?
It's not.
I
want to
try it out. I kind of want to try it out. Like, I want like my first little like season tournament. I want to go 126 and I want to see what I can do. And then, because it's just the first tournament of the season, it's like,
you know, Black and Gold Night's coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I love Black and Gold Night.
It's so much fun. You know, you get to show out for the crowd.
Yeah.
What do you think? Tell the people why they should come out for Black and Gold Night.
To come out to Black and Gold Night because it's really cool. Like, it's cool, you know, to see, you know, a team wrestle another team, but it's even cooler to see a team wrestle themselves, like, and you get to see, like, maybe people have grudges and they take it out on the mat. I don't know. It's just really cool to see. You just come and support the boys and the girls. And, you know, you have a good time, see some wrestling, see some cool stuff. Maybe, like, see some cool throws or just some cool moves. There's a food stand so you can eat.
Eat. The wrestling snack bars are the ones to be at. You know this.
Yeah.
But speaking on the topic of moves, do you have a favorite move to hit in a match?
Double.
A double.
It's easy. It's easy to set up, and girls just give it to me. Literally, it's so easy to set up. Because what you do, I like to do I forgot what this is called.
Monkey paw?
I like to do... No. When you're like, just instead of a collar tie, you just... Is that monkey paw?
No, monkey...
I forgot what this is called. But I like to have my hands on both of their here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just push into them. They push back. As soon as they push back, I drop, shoot, and then just do my double. And then most of the time, that's like, and then I pin them and it's over.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
With it is being your senior year, do you have a favorite memory of wrestling? High school memory.
Okay. Can you like section it off to like freshman, sophomore?
Your freshman year favorite memory.
After Autumn won state and we went and ate steak and shake at like 1 a.m.
Was that with the coaches or just
you? Yeah, it was me, Autumn, Elise, it was Johnson, Felipe, the Terhunes family. It was really cool.
It was just a good bonding time.
It was really cool. It was really great because I was like dang, must be nice, Autumn, to win.
Must be nice.
I wish I wasn't a noob.
I'm gonna be there one day.
Oh God, we are gonna be there one day.
Yeah. Do you think
this year?
This year's our year.
Oh God, it's our last year. It has to be our year.
So I remember our freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Not the atmosphere of the room, but like when the freshmen went to go, not even the freshmen, but like the JV and the varsity, we would like travel separately.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that travel time has impacted the team?
Like just traveling separately?
Not traveling, but traveling in general, because we go forever. Early mornings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, traveling together, yeah. When y'all are like, y'all both had to cut weight, y'all just ready to go weigh in, and y'all just like suffering together. But I don't know, travel time? Okay, it's really after the meets, that's when like you start bonding, because before everyone's just tired, ready to weigh in, nobody really wants to like, you know, be crazy. You just want to sleep on the bus. So like, but after like the tournaments, yeah, that's when it's cool. Everybody's cool, energetic, you know. We get to eat, we're all eating, we're all, you know, just laughing, having a good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So with the season coming up, you know what your first tournament is?
No clue. No, I have no clue what our first season tournament is.
I hope it's going to be fun because...
It should be fun. I really hope we have a girls team. Like, I know we have a 98. I know we have a 13, 20. I don't know if I'll be 20 or like if I'm going 26. I don't know. We'll probably have a 20. You know, 20s are common.
Yeah. I think like 120 is the most frequent weight
class.
That
is the biggest weight class for girls or maybe even boys. I don't know. But, oh, my gosh, 120. We had to have two brackets. And then the people who got first place in the brackets had to wrestle off. And then the second place people had to wrestle off. Like, ugh.
It was very complicated.
Yes. And I'm just like, I just want a normal, like, bracket. But then I get so jealous because, like the 152 bracket is small. Like, they'll have, like, five max.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I have 25 people in my bracket. They have like 5 people, so it's like it's just harder to like.
You're just jealous.
I honestly am. I thought about like, what if I just like eat a bunch of food
just
and
go
get
bulk
fat?
Up,
yeah,
like, get strong, just, bulk up 56,
right, and then I only have like 2 matches a tournament, every tournament and stuff. That'd be so cool.
You know, everybody has that one wrestler that they look up to, like not like international wise. Who's your favorite wrestler to look up to?
Does it even matter who?
Doesn't matter.
I really look up to like Autumn.
Yeah.
And Tamara Medstock. I don't know. I just want to do that. Well, because Tamara, she won Olympic gold, and she's the first black woman to ever win a gold medal for wrestling for the United States, and that's cool. And really, I look up to Autumn because, like, she's just been really nice to me since I've met her, and we still keep in contact sometimes. And, you know, I went to her college. I saw her for practice, and, like, I don't know, just seeing her, like, even though I literally met her her senior year, you know, your senior is your last year, that's when she was, like, her best, her peak. I had to see her in her, I seen her in her peak. I never really saw how she got there, and I don't know, it was just, she was just really inspiring.
You think you're going to get up on the weight board this year?
The weight board? I think so.
In the weight room?
Yeah, I think so. I got to do a 135 clean, and then I have to do, like, a 225 squat, and then I have to do...
That's two plates.
A 245
plates.
245 plates?
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna work up to that. Bro, you know the highest squat is like a 308.
Yeah.
On the girls by some girl named like Savage. I wonder how big these are. I wonder how like big and bulky these girls are, cuz you know, I'm kind of small.
You're small. I know y'all got scheduled yesterday, didn't you?
For wrestling?
Yeah.
I didn't even look the room.
You didn't look the room. You think, I know, like, the one of the big contenders in girls wrestling is, like, Penn. And, you know, Ben Davis has a couple good girls in wrestling. Who are you excited about wrestling this season?
Everyone I wrestle from Penn and Lebanon and I beat, I don't know. But, like, freaking my, like, people that I just get in my head when I wrestle and I just can't seem to beat are like four main people. Look, Sydney DeLewis, Ella Gall, Phoebe Doughty, and Rose Kaplan. I just get in my head when I wrestle them because they're so good. It's like, I know I can beat them. If I just get out of my head, I know I can.
Yeah. You know, I think, I'm not saying wrestling is really hard, but I say when I wrestle, I just don't think.
Yeah, most of the time I'm not thinking.
I think it's just like an escape zone. It's just muscle memory at that point.
Yeah, it really is muscle memory. It's just like, it really is. I'm never really thinking too much. I'm just thinking about what I can set up, what I can do, and, you know, how can I pin them?
You know, pinning is it's like the most satisfying feeling ever.
Oh my gosh, yes. My first match ever, I won by a pin. I cradled her. Oh my gosh, it was great. It was probably the best feeling in the world at that time. Just like pinning somebody, having the ref. And then the match is over and everyone's like, yay! And it's so cool.
Did you place at Freshman County?
Freshman County? No, because it was just boys. There was no girls division.
But you went there, didn't you?
Yeah, and I did, but because I got in my head about wrestling these dudes, and then, like, bro, this dude got, like, 8 points of back points off me because I was just, like, floating on my back, and it was sad, and I cried.
Mm-hmm. I know wrestling freshmen from my freshman year till now, I say you improved so much.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I know it doesn't seem like it, like, to you, but, like, other people, like, I can tell, like, AJ can tell... Just like the main people who you like talk to and be around, they can tell you jumped quite a bit.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think though?
What do you think? Because I remember freshman year that you were just, I don't think you were like getting like formed.
Yeah, I was building like, my base freshman year.
So basically, when you start wrestling, you have to get molded into this.
Exactly.
Not like beast, but like you have to get in that mindset that I don't care who you are, if you step on this mat, you're gonna get taken down.
Yeah.
And your freshman year, you didn't have that.
No.
You're just like, you're backing off, just going, you're basically just going through the motions. But like, sophomore year, you kind of got into a rhythm of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, you were like, anybody that steps on this mat, they're gonna get put onto your back, and I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
And then I think you're more like this, you have it fine-tuned, but it's almost there that you're chasing a ring this year.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely think I feel like I definitely can, like I really do. But physically I can for sure, but mentally it's really my mental state. I don't know.
I think wrestling takes a big toll on like it, people's mental.
That's
like,
why I don't want to do it in college, because I feel like in college if I do it, I'm gonna go crazy. No, I feel like, oh my, I don't know, I just can't.
No. But you want to open. I know, me personally, like, when I don't know if I'm going to do it in college, but, like, I know I want to start, like, a club just for, like, the youth. Just come out and try it. It's not, like, a big thing, but just come out and try it.
Yeah. I'll be, like, a coach there. I'll help out.
Well, thank you for coming in. This has been On the Mat with DJ Pillsbury.
Yeah.
And, I think Jordan is going to be a frequent guest on the show now.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. We're going to have a lot more stuff to talk about in the next couple weeks. You Facts. Say so?
I definitely say so.
IPO's coming up. Preseason Nationals.
Yep.
Girls Preseason Nationals.
Yep.
Which, if you don't know, we're hosting it here at Warren.
We always host it.
And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be, you're going to come out and see a lot of good moves.
So many girls.
So many girls.
Not like that, though.
No, not like that. But, like, you're going to see a lot of good wrestling.
From around the country.
Around the country. You know how many teams are going to be there?
No clue. But I know, you know, Ohio, you know.
Probably. Ohio, Michigan.
No, Illinois. Yeah, Ohio, Illinois, like Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa.
This is a national
Midwest
tournament.
People.
It's a national tournament, individual and team.
Yep, and I'll be doing both.
And then you can catch Jordan in October.
Yep.
Wrestling Supreme Killer Duels.
Yep.
And that's going to be a good time. We're going to talk about that here in a couple weeks,
too. Is Supreme Killer Duels freestyle or folk style?
It's folk style.
Oh, my gosh. They should make it freestyle.
Probably.
Because Supreme Killer sounds like some freestyle crazy.
Yeah.
Suplexes should be happening. If your tournament is named Supreme Killer Duels, suplexes should be happening.
Yeah. So, Jordan, thank you for coming out.
Oh. Yes, no problem.
This has been On the Mat, and we're goodbye.
Bye.